Welcome, listeners. You've made it to the promised land. It's Thursday, Thirsty Thursday. Let's do this. It's time for another comprehensive yet perverse episode of Chemically Inconvenient, your favorite podcast out there. I am the people's champ, Dilly underscore Willy on Twitter. The hostess with the mostest sitting cattywampus to me right now, that would be at Cole Samuelson. How are you living, bub? Great, all right, great. Before we get on with our sponsors, I want to thank all of you beautiful people. We're growing and growing. It's because of you guys. We love you. We love you. We like you. You're okay. You're all right. All right, let's get right into it.
You're all right, Griffin.
You're okay in my book. All right, Cole, let me ask you some questions.
Shoot.
You got three kids now. A couple of them, you know, they were toddlers at one point.
Uh-huh.
Has one of them ever acted up in public?
Acted out in public?
Acted up, acted out.
Yes.
Has one of your kids ever strayed away from you too far?
Yep.
Okay. Has one of your kids ever fell behind while you're walking, moseying around?
Of course.
What if I told you there's a product out there that could solve all of these problems forever?
Hit me.
That's right, folks. Today's podcast is brought to you by www.kidleashes.org. Enter promo code ADHD and get 2-for-1. That's right. I said it. 2 kid leashes for the price of 1. I know you're asking yourself right now, Dylan, are you out of your goddamn gourd? 2 kid leashes? No, that's right. Promo code ADHD. 2 kid leashes for the price of 1. Let's freaking go. Feels good.
Intro song.
We got imaging and everything. We're moving up in the world.
Kid leashes.
Kid leashes. Big supporter. I don't have any kids, but they sent me a couple leashes, and I can't wait to, like, you know, you have a kid and he's straying away, just yank him back, you know, yank him right into honey nut filios.
But really, in all seriousness, what are those parents thinking?
Well, it's usually Mexican parents or white trash, and it's like, have you ever been to a mall? Tell me I'm wrong. But
my favorite is they're
just in bad taste.
My favorite was I think we were in St. Louis and it wasn't even a leash. It was this old grandma. She just had a belt.
She tied him with a belt?
Yeah, it was just a really, really long, like adult sized belt.
Oh, that's
and
that's
she had called, around his waist.
That's called the redneck kid leash. It's just a belt.
Just a belt.
Or a piece of rope from under the
Oh man.
You know what I saw one time? I was driving in Springfield, and, like, to the right, there's this park, and there's, like, a walking path. The woman had her kid on a leash. Her dog was just walking.
No.
Swear.
Screw you.
Yeah. Yeah. Which begs the question, you know, let's not go there.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. We can go down that path.
We go down that rabbit hole. No one wants to listen to a two-hour podcast about
kid leashes and how to raise your child when I'm only 30 and you don't have any kids.
big fans, though.
Big fans.
Big,
yes.
Fans of
big sponsor.
www.kidleashes.org. I think .gov was taken.
Tonight, we are drinking Smithwick's and Sons Red Ale.
Yeah.
Straight out of Ireland.
Straight out of Ireland. We're a little Irish, aren't we? So we got some stake in this, I think.
Well, hold on.
We're Irish and German.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little bit of Swedish because of Grandpa.
True.
But we're pretty much, from what I've heard, German and Irish, which is it's quite the combination.
Yeah. I look straight German. Like straight up German.
So if you would have put that on an application, so you guys like your hooch,
and
then, don't you?
And we're drinking heavy.
Yes,
it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Let's see.
Like the hooch.
You like the hooch, don't you? Dude, Cole. What?
No one said the hooch since, like, the early 90s.
Marla Hooch. Hooch. All right. Okay. Well, do you like it or not?
From, let's go on a scale of hitting a leadoff solo dinger in Little League. Oh, yeah, that's the top side.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's from Jesus.
From getting cold clocked in the face by a bitch named Tiffany to hitting a solo leadoff dinger. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with, it's a trip to Six Flags. Not the best, but not an awful way to spend your day.
So you think it's okay?
Yeah.
I really like it. So I'm going to say it's a Saturday afternoon watching the U.S. Open and a bunch of guys bomb and shoot like 10 over while you're drinking beer and going, see, you're not invincible.
That's really good.
That's right.
You really like this beer.
It's really good. I like it.
There's gotta be.
And then having them shoot 10 over and then on their post-round interview be all, ugh, the greens and this. Okay, it's the U.S. Open. Is it supposed to be hard?
That one year, didn't they want par to win it for four days?
Yeah.
And the winner was like one under.
Heaven forbid you don't shoot 30 under.
Yeah, screw those guys, man. Next time U.S. Open, I want them, like, you know how they're like, these greens are like glass? I want them to actually putt on glass. It's like, score then, you mother lickers.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. So, Cade played in a baseball tournament this weekend when it was snowing. That was fun.
Yeah, I remember those days. So, baseball is like,
the funny thing is this, and Dad has said it for years, and it hit home for me this weekend. Because I was, you know, of course, I wasn't playing. I got like 20 layers on, and I'm still freezing my dingles off.
Dingles. Your hooch off.
My hooch.
I don't know. Dang it.
But Dad always said the coldest sport in the Midwest is baseball.
It's
especially the first half.
I forgot about it, but yeah, it's like baseball in the Midwest is like you're not playing just baseball, you're playing the elements.
Oh, for sure.
So, but yeah, I remember those. I don't know. That's why I stuck to basketball. It's indoors.
It's
like you don't ever have to worry about it.
Because if you think about it, football, you start summer camp, which is hot. You work into fall, it's starting to get cold, and you might have one or two really cold, crappy games at the end. You know, if you're looking at high school. And then, you know, you're playing basketball, you're indoors during the winter. But shoot, man, you start practicing baseball into February. Your first game is spring break, so middle of March. It was freaking snowing here.
Bad thing about baseball is it's 99% standing.
Oh yeah,
like, so you're in not one moving. Place,
and you're just
sitting there frigid cold for like baseball games are like what 8.5, 10 hours, something like that.
Yeah,
it's like let me just stand here. God forbid the pitcher throws a strike. I don't know.
What else I want to bring up before headlines? So I'm getting some pretty bad. Not bad because it goes on and off, but like insomnia.
And
it's all just life, work, and stress related. Like, can't turn my brain off. Sitting there.
No, that's a Samuelson thing. I can't turn mine off. I take sleeping pills and melatonin every single night to go to bed.
But I'll go through like 2 weeks where I'm sleeping great, and then, you know, life happens, and then like my body's like. When was it? Tuesday night. Excuse me. Crazy week at work. All this stuff. Student loans. You know, same old bullshit everyone else deals with. And I had worked out after work, and I was physically exhausted. Could not turn my brain off. Went downstairs, watched like a couple of episodes on Netflix, went back upstairs. There was back downstairs.
There was a time when I was like, I think it was a year and a half, 2 years ago, where I was like, I was stressed, and it was when I was working for the hotel, so I was going to school full-time and then working 45 hours a week at the hotel, and it was like, I mean, that's, a lot of people do that. It was hurting me, but I couldn't, like, I'd stay up till 4, be reading or watching something, because I just couldn't sleep, and that's the worst, when you're, like, physically exhausted.
Oh, you're exhausted, but you can't turn your mind off.
Yeah, screw, I wouldn't wish that on my enemies.
That's terrible. All right, last thing before headlines. And I thought, and I'm going to try, I haven't tried it yet, but I think this is genius. I don't know why, me being the food fanatic I am, I haven't thought about this. So my PTA, Luke, who's your age, 28, super cool guy, has done about everything underneath the sun, like wakeboards, used to be one of those competitive, like, street longboard racers.
Oh, yeah, longboard
Yeah,
dudes.
Where they're freaking flying. He's had multiple concussions from wrecks, broken everybody. Anyway, cool guy. We were talking over at lunch, and we got on the subject of peanut butter. And he goes, man, he goes, you ever put peanut butter in your cereal? I go, huh?
What?
He goes, okay, this is how you do it. You get Raisin Bran Crunch.
Okay.
Milk and cereal, like usual. You put a big old dollop of peanut butter in it, and you kind of mix it around, so you'll have, each bite, you'll have a little bit of morsel of peanut butter.
Oh, God. That is disgusting.
What?
I'm about to yak on the pod. First yak on the podcast, non-alcohol related.
How is that not genius?
Cole, you know my thing with milk. It creeps me out.
Really?
I haven't drank milk since I was 10. It really irks me.
Even cereal?
Yeah, it's, I don't
know. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't like milk.
Oh.
And, like, mixing anything with milk? Milk.
Cereal!
Ugh.
What's wrong with milk?
Dude, you don't, okay, just put, like, the cereal aside. You're eating spoonfuls of milk and peanut butter? That is disgusting.
God. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm taking a fireball shot. You want one? By the way, I got
no.
two.
No, so you're telling me that after you eat a big old thing of Oreos or a chocolate chip cookie or even like a peanut butter and jelly, you don't drink a whole thing of milk?
I mean, if I'm having cookies, I'll soak the cookie, but I won't drink the milk. Swear. When I'm done...
Shut the front
swear,
door!
When I'm done, I'll take little sips if I'm thirsty. When I'm done, pour the milk out. Milk's over with.
What is this, amateur hour?
Just saying. That's right.
No wonder you're skinny as shit. You're not drinking your milk.
Dude, no, it's gross.
No, it's not!
No one drinks milk. You ever seen like a grown man in a diner drinking a glass of milk? It is the scariest thing.
So...
No, Cole, just a man.
Okay.
You're a man.
So you're
sitting
so
alone.
So you're eating a big plate of pancakes and or waffles.
Water.
And you're not drinking...
Water?
Water.
I also haven't had a pop.
Oh, my God.
I also haven't had a pop that... I've had a pop if there was alcohol in it, but I haven't drank a full can of pop in, like, 3 years.
Now, see, I understand that.
I don't
perfectly.
Like it.
Because pop's poison.
And it's not very good. I like water.
It's poison.
I drink about a gallon of water.
Which is good.
A day.
Which is perfectly fine.
Can I...
milk is great
okay,
for you, and it tastes amazing.
Before we move on, because we're obviously not going to agree on this, just... Picture the diner, though. A man, and he's got a glass of milk like a child.
He's like an 85-year-old
yeah,
guy.
And he's like swinging his legs.
In his Sunday's best.
Yeah, and he's got just a glass of milk. That is the guy, that's gross, man. That really, it bothers me.
You do realize that you drank milk to survive when you were born, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Headlines.
Dude, that, can I?
I'm and
dear listeners, we're never gonna have segues.
And listeners, I'm. This isn't. We didn't plan this. I did not know that.
Well, like we drank a lot of milk growing up.
Oh, we would. No, shoot. Mom said we would go through a gallon a day.
Yeah, I was just drinking a ton of milk, and then one day I grew up. Now it tastes. It's disgusting. But Anyways.
All right, headlines, ladies and gentlemen.
Go to BuzzFeed. That's like... Screw BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed is like the milk of news.
Barbara Bush died. That's not funny. Wrong kid died.
I'm crying. I was just... That was the last thing that I could...
No, but
well, Barbara Bush died.
But did you hear...
That's so that sad.
Fresno State professor, what she said?
I was a fan of Barbara. Go on, though.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
All right, let me pull it up. So, she died. Well, this Fresno State professor, who I'm pretty sure is a big-time feminist, maybe. I don't know. She went on this... I can't find the quote, but she said some pretty bad stuff, like, I'm glad the witch is dead, that whole family's murderers, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, oh, bad. God. It's
terrible.
Look, just because you don't like a president or anything, you can't... How are you going to, like...
Honor, not just the president, the president's dead. Wife.
I know. The president's battle axe of a wife.
That's right.
Talk about being... Yeah, that's in bad taste.
That's for, so for bad. Sure. Like, have some...
I don't know if I can...
Have just a little bit of compassion.
I don't know if I've ever hated someone with that much passion. Like, if they died, be like, I'm glad they're dead.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Barbara was a nice lady.
And then...
Behind every great man
and then she,
is a great woman.
And then she went on to explain, like, how...
Barbara Bush.
You know, she can't get fired because it's freedom of speech and blah and all this stuff. And it's bad news.
Yeah. People try and do, like, the freedom of speech thing, but, like, you can't, like, just verbally ruin somebody. What's it called when you do that? You can't do that. People's like, oh, I can say whatever I want, freedom of speech. No, you'll go to jail. Forgot what it's called. It took business law class was like 4 years ago.
Let's see here.
That's Barbara Bush. She was a nice lady.
Battle axe of a woman.
She was a battle axe of a woman. I'm looking up what it's called. Let's see here.
Great radio.
Yeah, we always do like dead radio. You know what? Screw it. I'm not going to look at my phone the rest of the... All right. I got a would you rather.
Okay. Hit me.
All right. This is a tough one. I got four of them this week. These are solid picks.
All right.
Would you rather give up your favorite food for life? Or wake up every single morning with a 2% chance you will be covered head to toe in glitter.
2% chance?
2%.
Glitter.
I'm going glitter, glitter all day.
Glitter, no doubt.
Just not... pizza? Are you kidding me?
How? Steak?
Yeah.
Ribeye steak? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I couldn't give up pizza. I'd probably like... It was like, give up pizza the rest of your life or lose your leg. I might lose the leg.
Heck yeah, you can get a prosthetic and do whatever you want.
Exactly. I don't even use my left leg that much anyway. I need it for golf.
But you can still get a prosthetic and play golf.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going leg there. Chop it off. As long as it's by the knee. It's fine.
I don't even... all right. Headline reads, family welcomes 14th son.
Mmm. Oh, I got a hot take on this. Okay. Because I was... Actually, this is ironic. You need another beer?
No, I'm good.
No, you need another one. So, this is ironic. I was talking about this with my friend the other day. By the way, podcast, we moved the table 2 feet away from the fridge, so we don't have that weird, like, 20 yards away from the from the phone yelling. So... We were talking about this the other day, like, remember the Octagon Mom, or what was she called?
Octomom?
Octopus Lady Mom, or whatever. So, my theory was... So, after, I think, what happens is you get to, like, four, And that's usually, like, when you quit, right? Like, 4 or 5. Once you get to 6, shouldn't you just be like, screw it, let's just see how many we can go? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's just see how far we can go.
Kind of like,
when you had those water bottles in your car.
I was getting ready to say
that. Okay, that was the exact same thing. Cole had a stack of empty water bottles in his car that it went all the way up to your seats. It was probably like 80 empty bottles of water.
Oh, yeah.
And I got in his car, and I'm like, what is happening? He goes, it got to a point where I just want to see how far I can go.
That's true. That's the
like,
truth.
I want to feel this inside of this car. Same thing. Same premise. So, I'm all about it. Just shoot him out. Bam. As fast as you can go. They don't...
It's the worst
advice of all time.
Not me, man. Because
just keep them going. Keep them moving.
It's going to sound bad, but, you know, we both got spoiled as all get out when we were growing up. And, I'm trying to be like that with the 3 I have now. It stresses me out, you know.
You got to
let alone 14.
You guys got a good squad, though, over there. Love the squad you got.
The Samuelson squad.
Yeah. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Hot takes and pancake. Well, let's just go into another one. Okay. This is a good one. The only reason I wrote this one down is because I want to hear your answer. Everyone's obviously going to know mine. All right. Would you rather, if a sex tape of yours accidentally leaked on a popular website, would you rather it have 1 billion views or 0? All right, let me...
0.
0.
0.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm going 1 billion views all day, and then hopefully that lands me a spot on, like, the Real World 21.
Yeah, that's what you would say.
Yeah. It's like, why is he the only kid almost 30 on the Real World? Well,
look on the internet.
The guy, and he's not, did you see the video? He's not good at it.
He's not good at it.
I mean, he gave it 1.5 minutes, a solid effort.
And he screamed like a dying hyena.
Dying hyena.
That's the first thing I came up with.
That was a good one.
Oh, there's nothing good. This week, my friend.
Let me think. How do you feel about...
It's just a bunch of Trump stuff, like usual.
Do you want to merge into sports real quick?
Oh! I know. And again, it's going to be the same as last week. Did you hear that there might be a video that the Russians have of when he went over to Russia of... him with a bunch of Russian prostitutes, and there was some pee play involved.
Oh, actually, okay, I heard about that. So,
again, Donald Trump.
Yeah, if you
wouldn't surprise
if you
me at all.
Heard, I read an article about it. So, this Russian, I guess, call girl escort.
Lady of the night.
Lady of the night, if we're going to go biblical terms on your ass. A lady of the night.
A harlot.
A streetwalker, if you will. Can I say the Archer joke about call girls?
What's the Archer joke?
Okay, I got to do it real quick because I think it's hilarious. So Archer's training this guy how to be a secret agent, and they have a call girl, and the... Cyril, he accidentally shoots her, and he goes, oh my god. And then Archer goes, Cyril, you just killed a hooker. And Cyril goes, no, it was a call girl. And Archer goes, no, Cyril, when they're dead, they're just hookers.
That's such a good show.
Yeah, that's so messed up. Anyways,
such a good show.
The article said that the lady of the night was talking about Trump and, like, what he was asking for. He asked for, like, he wanted to pee on somebody. And he, listen to this, he wanted to get spanked, like hard, like violent spanks.
Well, that was the thing.
Which is too, like...
That was the thing with Stormy Daniels, too. Like, he wanted her to spank him.
Yeah, which I think that's, like, that's the type of stuff is, like, when you get to be a huge celebrity and everyone knows you, that's, like, I guess somehow you make your way up to those things. Like, regular sex is boring somehow. Like, are you kidding me? There's no way. So.
Well, it's Donald Trump. So nothing would surprise me.
Yeah,
at this point.
I guess our take is the same as it's been the last 3 weeks. Not surprised.
Not surprised.
In the slightest. I also still have the take that I think it's like he's a cartoon and it's hilarious.
For sure.
It's hilarious.
For sure.
Dude, just think of a random article popped up that said Donald Trump builds rocket and flies away to Mars and comes back. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. I believe it.
Just
normal.
Okay.
Normal life.
Here's a headline Trump for Tower. You. This is the thing that kills me.
Golden hair.
Cardi B explains how she got pregnant on the Ellen show. What is there to explain?
You know what?
I mean, really?
Dude, that was like...
Really?
Yeah, no, how did that happen?
How'd that happen?
Well, we have sex and he left it in.
That's right.
I don't know how else that... Well, Oprah? Or was it Ellen?
Ellen.
Well, Ellen... When a man loves...
The craziest thing happened,
when
Ellen.
When a man loves a woman...
When two people love each other.
She, like, explains it, like, scientifically. Cardi B is... I like her. I'm a fan.
I'm a fan,
hey,
too.
Hey, Nicki Minaj. Love Cardi B. Hot take.
Oh, speaking of which, hot take coming in. I have a neighbor who, I swear to God, has a fake rump. And she definitely has fake boobs, but definitely a fake rump.
Does it look weird?
Yes.
Is she, like, not proportionally...
Yes.
It gets to a point... There's a girl called Black China.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
That is, I mean, it's not even, it's gross. It's so big and fake, it's gross. It's like, it's, I don't know, big and fake.
Hey.
It's absolutely.
Hey, we've explained just, it here on the podcast
it's peculiar
before.
And awful.
Do your squats and deadlifts.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And why... You gotta haul that fat ass around everywhere. Like, you can't... Dude, Jesus. It's disgusting. It really disgusts me. I mean, we're big booty podcast guys over here, but you can't do the over fake Brazilian butt lift to the...
And my computer crashed.
All right, Cole. Would you rather have all the recorded music be replaced with the Kidz Bop version... Or have a crappy Beach Boys cover band follow you around everywhere, constantly rehearsing.
So say that one more time.
Okay, would you rather have all recorded music be replaced with the Kidz Bop version?
All
of the
recorded
songs?
Music,
all of them. So the only thing you can listen to is the Kidz Bop version of your favorite Creed songs.
Screw you.
Or
you listen to Creed too.
Shut up. With arms wide open, under... Okay. Or have a crappy Beach Boys cover band follow you around everywhere
okay,
you go.
Okay, that's easy. You gotta go get Beach Boys.
Oh, I'm going Beach Boys.
You got to. Is there anything more annoying than the Kidz Bop crap?
That's another... The Kidz Bop versions really creep me out. You see those, like, 10-year-old white kids rapping a Kendrick Lamar verse, and you're like,
it just ruins it for you.
Ruins it? God, it's scary. It's creepy.
It's scary.
Dude, there's an
old... It's not even the same song.
There's an old... There's, like, a grown man that has a job that's like, how am I going to replace all these, like, explicit, vulgar, verbose lyrics into, a Justin Bieber version of the song? How does he do it? We'll never know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're having technical difficulties.
No, we're not. Dude... In the olden days, we used to just wing it.
We did used to wing it.
All right, let's just wing it. Let's careen this baby off.
We got any more...
Let's do sports. We haven't talked sports in a while.
We haven't talked sports in a while.
Okay. Cavaliers, are they going to the finals?
I don't give a shit about NBA.
I actually don't either.
And quite frankly, I think LeBron James is probably will go down as one of the most freakish, not basketball players, but athletes on the face of the planet. I don't think we'll ever see another one like him. But really,
he's also
screw that guy.
I also hate him too.
Screw that guy.
I would, if there was like, if I won a dinner, or if I like won a raffle to like have dinner with him, I just wouldn't go.
Now I will
just wouldn't go.
Now on the back of that, I will say this: he's been with the same woman since high school. They have kids. So
who cares, dude?
He's a good dude, but I don't like how he handles the business.
Right, here, this is the only reason I hate him. He's calculate. Like, his Instagram posts, like, he'll have, the past, like, 4 years in the playoffs, he'll post Instagram before he goes zero, dark 30 or whatever, and doesn't post for a month. He'll have, like, the Godfather book, and it's, like, perfectly propped open, or it's, like, in every shot, like, on purpose. And he does everything on purpose. And he's like a wine connoisseur now. He's just like, everything he does is like he's trying too hard. Like, just post a picture on Instagram.
I get that.
Like, you don't have to have the Godfather. We get it. He's probably never read it. He just has it there at all times. That's the only thing that pisses me off. Really good basketball player.
I watched those movies.
Like, if he was like growing up with us in my height and my age, like, I would have bullied that kid. You're trying too hard.
You're trying too
hard. Like, you you don't fit in because you're trying to fit in. Just do whatever. Who gives a shit? No, he doesn't do that. Anywho. And that was talking sports. No, Golden Knights. Do you follow hockey?
I'm trying. The bad thing is the way the TV's set up. Because I would watch every Blues game last year.
Okay.
I haven't watched any this year.
So, the Golden Knights, it's their first year.
Uh-huh.
So, and like, you know how every team probably of all time that's been their first year, they just...
They're terrible.
They suck. They're in the playoffs and they're winning. Like, they're up 2-0 against the Kings, who's their powerhouse, Sacramento. So, they're like, the Golden Knights will probably go down as like the best first year.
Hell yeah.
Like, of all time in any sport. So I just think that's pretty crazy. It's interesting. The whole of America is like, if your hockey team loses, you're rooting for
Oh, hell Knights. Yeah. Kind of so, like Loyola.
Loyola? Get fuck Loyola, man. God.
Well, should we do top three?
Let's do one more Would You Rather, right, and then we'll go top three.
Hit me.
Actually, I only said that because I don't have the top three imaging up. All right, Cole. Would you rather change genders every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between a baby and a muffin?
The hell?
Dude, hey, think about it. They're brain busters too. You gotta think about them. I know which one I'm doing.
Okay, I know which one I'm doing. That's easy.
Me first? I'm changing genders.
Oh,
baby.
Me too.
I'm changing genders.
I mean, and here's my reasoning.
You'll change back.
Yeah.
Eventually.
And here's my reasoning. I have a wife already. So yeah. There's not much I have to worry about. I'll just say, hey, babe, every time I sneeze, and I'll let you know what I am.
I'm changing. See, I like to think that I change into like a hot chick. Chick version of me.
Like a smoke.
A smoke show. Get free drinks,
since,
come back home, hopefully sneeze in the next couple days.
Yeah. So my question would be is, since you got the sweetest genes at all of us, are you going to, like, when you sneeze, do you grow into, like, a 6-foot, blunder, blue-eyed Swedish model?
See, that's, I'd hope that
Or do you stay your same size?
See, I hope you stay the same size, you just grow hair, some titties. You're just a female version of yourself. But you look good. You're a good female version of yourself. But you gotta the same size so you can wear your clothes.
What would be the female version of me?
What would be your
That's the question.
You'd be short, fattest ass of all time. Dude, you could All right, guys. My brother has, like, the biggest thighs of all time. They're, like, they're Thunder from Down Under. They're crazy. Yeah, you would...
See, now I see no, you. Be, I see you as, like...
You'd be what they call on Instagram, the millennials, slim thick.
Slim...
Slim thick you, with your cute ass.
I view you as like a Tiger Woods' ex. That Swedish model he married and then messed around with about 10 different girls.
Dude, I'll come
at you. Have you seen her?
I'll come at you with a 9-iron. Yeah, she.
I'll come at you with a 9-iron. Oh, Jesus.
That's good stuff. That is. See, that's.
Hashtag.
That's what we should do.
Hashtag slim thick.
Has to slim thick so, with your cute ass.
So I would be like a libero D1 college volleyball.
Oh
player.
Yeah, you'd be you
short and
you're like
stocky.
The epitome of a libero.
Hashtag just, libero.
Okay, is it time?
Is it time? I think it's time.
Drum roll.
Drum roll.
Top three time, folks.
So good.
Might be a little too long. I enjoy it.
I enjoy it too.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
All right. Top three golfers you would want to play 18 to 36 holes on a Saturday afternoon with.
This is a good one. This is a. We're a golf heavy podcast.
And I got.
This is a good one.
My number one's a sleeper.
My number one's a sleeper. Mine is two.
My first two are going to be. Are going to be like, duh.
Yeah, well, there's what. Yeah. Don't look at mine. Don't look at it. I know two in your list, for sure. I know we have one of the same.
I'm gonna go first. My number three, Ricky.
Yeah. Gotta have him in there.
Got to. And I read an article. They're interviewing Jordan. It was before... Oh, this is probably... 2 months back, but they're interviewing Jordan Spieth, and they're like, you know, you guys went on that, you know, spring break thing. You know, who's the best guy that can handle his, you know, liquor and alcohol on the course? And he goes, oh, there he is. Hands down, it's Ricky. Like, the guy's solid. He goes, you get me and Smiley out there and get us drinks.
Oh, they can't
handle
shit.
He goes, we're
shit.
Duck hooking. We can't putt. He goes, Ricky's solid.
Ricky's like, he still hits it the same, probably.
Oh, for sure.
So, see, he'll be a good guy because you go out there and you can get bombed with him.
Yeah.
That's, okay. Which, love that pick. He is my favorite golfer. Mm. My number three, don't look, John Daly.
John!
All right, talk about gassing beers and hitting 400-yard drives.
And you know what I love about John? Unapologetic.
No.
This is who I am.
And he has the greatest golf quote of all time. Saying the interviewer was trying to get him to, like, dig at himself for not winning very many majors. He won, like, two, right?
He won two Open Championships.
Yeah.
Two British Opens.
Yeah. And then...
I might be wrong. It might be more than that.
Well, no one's going to fact check us. And then he goes, no, like, I won two or whatever. And then the interviewer smarted off and he goes, If I was allowed to drink on the course, I would win every major. And I actually believe that.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he's on record of saying he played his best golf. He won a PGA tournament, and he stayed up all night with Faraday drinking. And he came,
really?
He came day four. He comes in on Sunday wearing what he wore on Saturday.
Didn't know that.
And won the tournament.
Legendary.
He also says he's played... He plays his best when he's, like, nearing a blackout.
Grip it and rip it.
Love
grip it and
guy.
Sip it.
Love that guy.
My number two's John.
Gotta have him on there.
I mean, that'd be how fun would that be?
It's just, I don't know, because he has the same mentality as, if I'm on the course on a Saturday, I'm getting straight up, like, violently day drunk with my friends and making a fool out of myself. My number two is Ricky.
Ricky's number two?
We have sleepers. Sleepers for number one. Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. Snake draft. My number one, Bryson DeChambeau.
Explain that.
I want to play with him more than the other two because I wanted to explain to him how much of a dumbass nerd he is.
Okay.
And that's it. I just want to play around and just dog him the whole time. That's all I want to do. Hate the guy. Don't know why. I think he's probably a good guy. I just do not like him or anything that he stands for.
Well, because me and you are the golf guys that, like, we love John Daly. We love guys that don't think too much.
No, I don't like to go out there and,
Bryson,
like,
is a technician.
Yeah, golfer. And he his style is from a book. Sports aren't, like, for books. Sports are for you go out there, you show your stuff.
Either got it, you don't.
You get out there, yeah, lift some weights. No, instead of lifting weights, he read books to get by. Screw that guy. I'd have gave him a swirly back in the day.
Gave him a swirly.
Like, you're good at golf. Just.
Was that your number one?
That was numero uno.
My number one, hands
out
down.
Of spite.
Hands down. Kevin Kisner.
Oh, the Kiz.
Because, yeah. Same thing like John Daly. You're going to have a good time. Georgia boy. I saw.
He gets the mess around.
I saw. They follow. It was on the Golf Channel. They followed him. They did, like, a little special on him. He was just, like, some random Saturday where he wasn't playing any tournament golf. He was at his home course, and it was him and, like, eight of his hometown buddies, guys that are just like me and you.
Yeah.
They all got there, like, at 8 o'clock. They all start drinking, like, every one of them. Kisner hit two. And he's just shooting the shit with the camera guy.
Uh-huh.
And they get in their carts. They have a race from...
Dude, I've seen that video.
Yes! They have a race down the hill. They about crash.
They play Wolfhammer.
Yeah!
Do you know what that is?
No!
Okay. Kisner's in the video. I think it's his idea. Wolfhammer. You know Wolf, the golf game? When you have, like, three... Like, let's say you have four people and, like, you can play with four, but, like, one of your dudes doesn't show up, so you can't play 2v2. You play Wolf. What you do is, like, you can bid on a hole. So, like, let's say you bid a four, you bid a par, and you tee off, and then, like, you can pick a partner and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what Wolf is. And then they play Hammer, which is, like, sand saves are, like, they were playing for, like, $10-$25. And then Ben Laden's are worth, like, $200. And that's if you go sand save for par. It's called bunker to bunker, Ben Laden.
Okay.
They have,
gotcha.
So there's, like, they're playing Wolf for, like, $100 a hole, then they're playing Hammer, which is every, like, possible bet you could do, like, close to the pin on every hole,
mm-hmm.
And after, they're, like, ripping, his dudes are, like, ripping cigs,
yeah.
Smoke, or drinking beers and stuff, and after hole one, these two guys, there was, like, six of them, and it's 2v2v2 or whatever, and these guys are sitting there, and he shotguns a beer, and he goes, I'm down 450. On hole one.
On hole one.
They're hammered.
9 o'clock
it's
in the morning.
It's called Wolf Hammer. Look it up. It's the craziest game, like, golf game you could do, gambling-wise. Kisner's the real deal.
Yeah. And he's one of those that... He even Dad said this, like, on tournaments where he's up, he has no fear.
Oh, yeah.
He's going for it.
He's hitting through it over water.
He might fuck up and... You know, bomb, or he's going to do it. I love it. Kisner. Yeah. He's one of my favorites right now.
That was a sleeper. I forgot about Kiz.
You told me you don't have a theory this week, but you have
a
story.
It's the first week I don't have a theory. I could come up with one right now, but I want to tell this story that happened to me didn't happen to me, but it was Tuesday.
Go.
It's hilarious. Okay, so... Now, I told this person, after he told me this story, I go, hey, I want to tell this on the podcast. And he goes, and I quote, you can tell the story, but I swear to God, if you say who it was, I will effing kill you and bring you back to life and kill you again.
Okay.
So, it's embarrassing.
Okay.
So, he calls me, and we went to college together, and he lives in, like, Nashville, so we just... Oh, is it Nashville? I think he just moved to Nashville. But anyways, so we just call and check up on each, like, hey, what's up? How you doing? What's new? Once a month. So he calls me and he goes, dude, I have this story to tell you, because he knows my humor is like, I tell people the worst things that I do because I think it's funny. And he goes, he went through a divorce, and he goes, Dylan, I had to get an STD test. And I'm like, I've done it before, and... You know, it's not a big deal. And he goes, yeah, I knew it wasn't a big deal. But I just got nervous about it. And I was like, yeah, like, what happened? So this is what happened to him. I think it's the funniest thing of all time. He goes in. He's nervous about this STD test. He said not really because of the STD. He just wanted to get for, like, peace of mind. After the divorce, you know, he's juggling women right now. Goes in. The lady gives him a cup and doesn't say anything. He takes the cup, goes in the bathroom, comes back out, lays it on the counter. The lady looked at it, dropped it, gasped, and said, sir, you're supposed to pee in it.
No!
He jacked off in the cup. He thought he was supposed to give him a sperm sample because it's an STD test. And it's a urine sample. He whacked it in front of, like, 2 feet away from this nice old lady. And then gave it to her. And then
oh, my God.
And then, in his words, he said, I think he said, I finally understand what it means to be suicidal. That's what he said. Oh, I dropped my phone and, like, hung up on him and just cried laughing and then called him back and goes, sorry, I didn't want to laugh in your face for 10 minutes. And he goes, Dylan.
I've been embarrassed before. I don't think
I've
been.
Dude, that is next level, like, I mean, what?
And okay.
Dude, but she took it without looking. She's done it a zillion times, and they're just like, nope, that's...
Another cup of piss.
That's...
Okay, my thing
that just makes me happy.
My thing is this, though, like...
I really want to say his name out loud right now.
Normally, if you're going to do that, like, they have strict procedure, instructions.
I don't know what kind of place they were running.
Go into this place. There should be magazines in there. You know what I mean?
Well, even on the other side, like, even peeing, you know, they're like, I mean, they, like, tell you, like, what kind of, I just think that's just crazy.
That's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
He's
whacking his little weenus into the cup.
And what?
Dude, and, like, I was like, well, wasn't, like, the lady, like, why were you taking so long? He goes, oh, no, it didn't take me long. You know? he said it was, like, about as long as a long pee. It took him, like,
God.
I'm like, dude, that usually it's harder for people. He's like, no, man.
Well.
Knocked it out.
He just went through a divorce, so.
Yeah, he's like.
That's the funniest thing I think I've ever heard in a long time.
I really just want to blurt his name out and be like, wait till he listens
the point,
to
it's like,
it.
It's like, oh, you know, I let out a fart in public or, you know.
Yeah, or something. No.
I think that takes the cake.
That
I mean, what do you do? He's just like, sorry. Or did he just walk out?
I don't know. That one might be topped by my first class at Missouri State. You know how freshman classes, you have to go around and be like, my name's Dylan, and I like basketball, and I'm a douche. Or what? You have to... It's stupid. But anyways, so we had to do that. This girl gets up, like, and she's, like, turns red. She's nervous. Doesn't like talking in front of people. And she goes, my name's Sarah, and I'm from, blah, high school. And, like, there was, like, suggestions. On
I like totals.
Yeah. And, like, one of them was like, what was the nickname a friend gave you? And then she goes, My friend gave me the nickname in high school as Anal Girl. And everyone,
excuse
like...
Excuse me?
Does that. And then she, like, I guess figures out, like, what everyone's thinking. She goes, no, it's because I'm really tidy.
Yeah.
And we're all like, what is wrong with you? Other than, like, that might be more embarrassing.
Jesus.
So, from then on, she was known as Tidy Girl. That's bad.
All right.
That's so bad.
Tweet, quote of the week.
Okay. I'll go first because mine is not that solid this week. But yours is going to be better. Hold on. Scrolling through Twitter, guys. Nothing to see here. I have a retweet of a girl shotgunning a can of SpaghettiOs, which is bad radio, but it's awesome.
I've seen that, okay. Yeah.
All right. This tweet is by Rudy Mustang. Don't know. He looks like he's 40 and looks like he's super depressed. Anyways, it says, hot girl. Any plans tonight? Me. Nope. Hot girl. Well, that begs the question. What should we do, winky face? Me. No, it doesn't beg the question. It may raise the question, but begging the question is a fallacy of circular reasoning, and I would never make such a silly logical mistake, bitch.
Oh, you gotta love Twitter.
That's classic comedy.
All right, mine.
Fireball number two.
Mine is, no.
It's good for you.
Let me see. Hold on.
Do you not have it?
No, I got technology. It. Hold on. Okay, it's from our friend and listener, Jeffrey Allison.
Jeff Allison. Shout out Jeff Allison.
Shout out Jeff Allison.
He Snapchats me after every episode, listens to it, gives us some... I tell him to be brutally honest with me, and he always
will.
Does.
He will.
Yeah, he will. And fun fact, might be our first special guest on the podcast.
And also fun fact, he is on Instagram, Liquid Asset Reviews, where he reviews wine and other alcohol. And it's very good.
Yeah.
Like, no, he, like legitimate.
He has really, despite being an asshole.
We love you, though.
He has really, really good... Yeah, really good reviews. Really good taste.
Really good taste.
No
cigars.
He's a really
too.
Good business guy. You know, dresses to the nine. Just overall good guy. So yeah, go check him out if you're listening on Instagram. What's his name?
Oh, I don't remember what his Twitter handle is.
All right, but
go. He posted a reply. A guy, I don't know who it was, but asked like if anybody had any. Golf advice, he was going to play his first competitive round of golf of the year. Jeff said, replied, and I quote, close your eyes and swing hard. Utilize the foot wedge. And intimidate your competitors into giving you anything inside 6 feet. How solid is that?
That, you know, screw tweet of the week. That might be tweet of the month, right?
Tweet of the month.
I wish I had
image. And I liked it so much because you can kind of, that could kind of go with anything.
He's like, that's basic, that's like life, he just life advices.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know, go for it.
Go for
Utilize
it.
Utilize the foot wedge, which means, you know, if an opportunity arises, give it a go. And intimidate your competitors, be confident.
Confidence Scroom. Is key. I've often said that on the podcast. It's called the... Well, what I call the orange vest theory. Have I told you about that?
No.
All right. Confidence is like a guy in an orange vest. If there's a guy in an orange vest, he can just start maneuvering traffic. Oh, you go here, you go there. He's just a random dude in an orange vest. You could also, I don't know, walk through a construction site with no valid licenses or anything. You can basically, like, stand outside a bar and just tell people what to do. Take their license. Confidence is like a big orange vest.
Dylan theory.
There you go. And that's my theory.
And that's my
theory of the week. Confidence is just a dude in a... You know what you need? You just need a little man in you with an orange... You just need a man inside of you with an orange vest on. that was it.
Well...
That didn't come out right. So...
What's on tap for the...
Speaking of vests... www.kidleashes.org.
Oh, we gotta do shout-outs. Shout-out Jeff Allison.
Jeff Allison, say his Instagram.
I don't know his... Oh, his Instagram is... Again, don't... I think it's Liquid Assets Reviews. Okay. Or Liquid Asset Reviews.
Or just search Jeff Allison. Good guy.
Excuse me.
It's going to be our first special guest here someday. Month, two, maybe never.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see if we can... We'll see if we can fill him in.
We're not... Yeah. Well, hey, we'll talk to our producer.
Yeah, we'll talk to our producer.
And yeah, we'll pencil you in for, like, next May. any more shout-outs for people listening?
Casey Hagenseeker.
Casey, that's what you said. He's been listening.
He's been, he listened, and he works for Miller.
Also, which, you know, might be a good idea, our first, not saying all our other sponsors are bad or anything, but might be the first, we might need a real sponsor. Like, let's have an episode with a Miller keg here. And we'll sponsor it.
We'll see.
And just go to keg stands while we're talking about pop culture, and kid leashes.
Kid leashes.
And the hooch.
The hooch. All right.
Hold on. I need to give someone a shout out. Nope. Don't have anybody. Screw all of you. Unless you're listening.
Pam. Kid Leashes. Get
them. www.kidleashes.org. Promo code ADHD. You get 2-for-1. Kid Leashes. You're a goddamn idiot.
When you don't want to give put forth of an effort as a parent, Kid Leashes.
Kid Leashes. When you also probably your husband bought you a Jeep Wrangler.
Kid Leashes. When you don't want to discipline your child, but you still want them to mind you.
Kid Leashes, you're awful.
We'll see you guys next week.
Love ya. Dude, that was solid. When you drop, dude.
Oh, we're still recording.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.